Hello, dear listeners. Hello to everybody. This is Daniel for the Mindcast again. And today we have another set of interviews for you. Last time we had blogging. This semester we are going to focus on Kahoot and Instagram. And let's hear what students were thinking about using those tools in class. Okay, ready. So we are, first of all, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Okay. So today we are going to conduct some interviews that are split in two topics. First of all, we are going to have an interview about Instagram. And the second one is going to be about Kahoot.
Okay.
All right. I got 7 questions for you that I kindly ask you to answer. Now, regarding Instagram, how did you work with Instagram? Could you describe the work you did?
We work with Instagram to generate some information for our followers. We want to generate discussions out of the university, and Instagram is perfect for this intention.
Okay. And secondly, how would you evaluate this method retrospectively?
On the one hand, it is a perfect method to communicate with other new people, but it's difficult to generate the followers. You need the followers to generate a communication, and you must find them at first. This is a bit difficult at the first moment.
Okay. And how did you like posting on Instagram instead of a term paper, like if you compare it?
Yes. We liked it to post something new things, but on the one hand we have the problem with our scores, because if you post up a survey, you must show where you have the survey, and it's a bit too much information for an Instagram post. You have a very long Instagram post when you get all aspects for a clear structure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you, or what did you learn from using this tool? Which competences did you obtain in specific?
I must say I don't learn new competences. All competences, what I used, I have it before the presentation in or lecture. So I don't learn new things.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, right. So did you have any problems that were occurring with the tool, or have you had any other difficulties within the group and so on?
To find topics for the followers. That was one of the difficult, because we don't want an information overload. We want clear statements and questions and clear answers, and to find the correct is not so easy at the first time.
Okay. Within your group, the teamwork, was it easy or difficult, like on a scale?
The teamwork was easy because we worked over WhatsApp to communicate with each other. Yes, we have a clear job splitting. Everyone has his part. So it was very easy.
Okay. And did you change anything in the way you were working within your group, like cooperatively?
No. Our communication was good enough, and we need no change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you follow other groups on Instagram?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so why did you do that?
Because for inspiring or Instagram account to see what they do and what they don't, and on the other hand to support our classmates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was any prior knowledge required to do this? Like, which skills did you need as students to use Instagram in higher education, or like anything technical you needed, or was it?
You don't need a specific knowledge.
Okay.
It's very easy to use it.
Okay. Did you have any technical difficulties?
No, I don't have.
Okay, not any. Okay. So do you think, or how did the roles of the students change during the course? And how did the roles of the teachers or the teacher change?
I think doesn't change. On Instagram, we have the same roles. We are students, she was our teacher. So I wouldn't say that there's any change.
Okay. Let's move on to the last question of this topic. Would you have any, or do you have any suggestions for further improvement?
It's a difficult question. I need one moment. It's not easy. It's a topic. It's come up with a topic. If you have a good topic, it is a perfect tool to work with it. But if you have the topic, for example, assessment center, where clear facts are on and you don't have anything to discuss, so Instagram isn't the perfect tool to generate a discussion and communication between people.
Okay, all right. So let's move on to the next topic we had, the second of ours, which will be Kahoot. So how did you work with Kahoot?
We work with Kahoot in a type of a quiz for our course. And to generate the quiz is very easy. You only need a Google account, so you can use Kahoot without any problems. So it's very handling.
Okay. Again, second question, how would you evaluate this method?
I think it's great because you work with your classmates while you have your presentation. Your classmates are awake, they listen to you, they work with you, and you get some feedback at this moment to your specific topic.
Okay. So did you integrate that this way into the seminar, Kahoot, or how did you do that to integrate it within the seminar?
We integrated as a game to a main topic. Our main topic was feelings above digital communication. Mm-hmm. So we make a quiz of feelings and everyone has the chance to take out one of four emojis, mm-hmm, to say what they would send in their message by the feeling love, for example. Mm-hmm. And so we get at the end a score, who wrote which emoji, mm-hmm, and then we have a base to discuss, and it was very great.
Okay, cool. Again, did you learn anything new from using this tool, or did you obtain any new competences?
I would say not much. Yes, I learn a new tool. I use Kahoot at the first time, so I would use it again. But technical based, I would say it's not more. It's very simple in their structure and perfect for beginners.
Okay. So I guess did you have any problems, or were there any difficulties within the group when working with it, or yeah?
I would say no, because we all understand the tool very fast. It was very easy to generate the quiz, so I would say there wasn't any problem with this tool.
Okay. Was the kind of teamwork you did easier or more difficult?
It was easy because everyone has fun with this tool. As we generated, we discuss a lot, why would you use this emoji and not the other. We discuss in our group very much, and it makes very fun. We get new intentions from the others, mm-hmm, and it was great.
Cool. Okay. No technical difficulties at all?
No.
No. Okay, absolutely none. Did you need any prior knowledge?
No.
Or any skills?
No. I would say you don't need any skills. The only thing what you need is English. Okay. Kahoot is only on English, okay. But it's no problem. I can speak English very well, and I get it very fast to understand the tool.
Okay. So the roles of the students and the teacher, did they change during using Kahoot or not?
Same answer like Instagram. The roles are at their places. Only when we played the game, our teacher was like, we like a kid has fun at this moment, but it doesn't change the borders between teachers or students.
Okay. So you still perceive the roles as the way they were before?
Yes.
Okay. Last question. Any suggestions for further improvement when using Kahoot?
I think it's a very good tool, and I think it must, not must, I think it should be often used in other lectures. It's a gaming part which makes the students aware. The students are on focus. They think about the topic and work with the topic at this moment. Discussions were generated. I think it's a perfect tool for specific topics. You can't use it for every topic, but for specific topics.
Okay. All right. Thank you for this interview. Very kind of you to do this with me. And thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome you two as well. Thank you for being here. Today we are going to do something a little different. We are going to do an interview that is consistent of two parts, which is going to be the first part that is Instagram, and the second one is going to be Kahoot. Another different thing that we're going to do today is that I'm going to interview you two both. Usually we do separate interviews for everybody just entering the room separately. But today I am going to ask you, and you are going to answer cooperatively, which is something new we have done. But still, thank you for being here. And the first question I have about Instagram, this is our first topic, will be, how did you work with Instagram? Maybe you can simply describe how did you work with it?
Okay. In this course, we used Instagram for the first time. Another course, we didn't use Instagram at all. For me, it was the first time I used Instagram. Me personally, in my private life, I don't use it. And we just upload some pictures of our group, how we worked. And but I don't know, but we didn't upload any information about our presentation yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we took snapshots between our lessons and just to fix some pictures of slides or something.
Okay.
The slides will be uploaded in the next 2 days,
right.
I think.
So you're still in the process of uploading and working with it. Okay. So how would you evaluate this method when using it retrospectively?
How we like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty much the question.
I think I'm not sure if it this useful, because we just uploaded some pictures on our group, how we are sitting in the room and work on our project.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's useful if you upload some slides or really important information about this our group. But at the moment, we just upload these pictures and they have nothing to say, basically. So if we upload some more information, maybe it would be useful. But I doubt that the other students in our course going on our Instagram page, to be honest with you.
All right. Yeah, you can be absolutely honest. Do you think anything you'd like to say about this?
Yeah, I think it's right on the theoretical part. It's very small.
Okay.
It would be more useful if you send the slides around, so every person can look up by themselves,
mm-hmm.
Pull out the information to, you think this is useful, so mm-hmm. But I think Instagram is more like a private account to inform yourself about new trends in clothing or something else. I don't know. But I think I'm not sure if it this useful in the university or the school.
Mm-hmm.
But every student or every school kid uses Instagram for their private for private issues. So I'm not sure if it this important to include Instagram in your academic life.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. So, what did you learn anything new from the using this tool? Would you did you obtain any competences whatsoever?
Not really for me. It's just a tool for a storytelling tour. We tell our story, how to prepare to our lessons, to our presentations.
I think it's, like I said in the question before, I think it should be used for private issues, but if you're not studying a media Studiengang
subject,
it's not that important. Of course, you have to be informed about Instagram, the use of Instagram, how it works. But I think, for example, in this subject, Soziale Interaktion, I'm not quite sure if it this necessary.
Okay. Did you have any problems when you used the tool? Did you have any issues when
technical
working with your technical ones or with your
Instagram
teammates?
Is a simple tool.
Okay.
Even if I don't use Instagram at all for my private issues, but even if I log into this tool, I think maybe 10 minutes and I understand every step and can upload any picture, so it's easy to use.
Okay. So use case is easy. Anything you had to complain about within working inside your group with the tool? Like, did you have any issues with that?
Not really. Our group member gave us the group name and the password, and so everybody could upload what he wants.
Okay, so you used the same account?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so would you describe this as rather easy or difficult? You would say easy, right?
Pretty easy.
Okay. So did you follow other groups?
Other groups in, what do you mean exactly?
Like, did you follow those groups?
I follow the other groups in my subject.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I don't have Instagram, so I'm not able to follow anybody.
Okay. I mean, you as a group, did you follow other groups within
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, you didn't. So why didn't you do that?
Good question. Maybe we follow other groups if we log into our Instagram account to upload our own information, so we can look up to the other groups. What did they upload? Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is for our private accounts. They are there to follow the other groups, and our group account is just there to show the world we did.
And I think you don't want to use a private account for a private issues to put in some university stuff.
Yeah, but so, I mean, don't the other groups have also like group accounts?
Yeah, but
they have.
Okay, so
like, to be honest,
you didn't notice, like.
Yeah, but some groups didn't even mention their Instagram account.
I'm
not quite sure. Maybe some do blogs or something.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure, but to be honest, I think they don't follow these groups, so they are not. I'm not sure what the other groups upload, but
mm-hmm.
I think nobody uploads the slides,
mm-hmm.
and
Okay.
We'll have to see. Maybe we follow later.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So the other thing is, did you need any prior knowledge for using this? Or was there any special skill involved with this? Anything like you'd have to know to use this in higher education?
Don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's kept pretty simple and it's good to use.
Okay, so very straightforward.
Yeah.
So were there any, like, you didn't have any technical issues, right?
No.
You already said that, okay. So I'm not going to ask you again. How did you perceive your role now using this tool compared to the times before you didn't use it? Like in different classes, you didn't use it. So how did the role of the students change, if it even changed? If this is even your opinion, and how did the role of the teacher change
compared to
when not using the tool?
I think in every presentation you have to use at least PowerPoint. I think if we use just a slide, the teacher would bewertet es nicht gut, glaube ich. Also you have to use PowerPoint to make a good presentation. The use of media, every teacher likes the different use of media. If you use a chalkboard, the whiteboard, Kahoot, or some different things, I don't know.
Okay.
But it definitely changed.
So it changed? You think it changed?
So over the last years, I think at the beginning in my, when I wasn't like 7th grade or 8th grade, I used for the first time PowerPoint.
No, I'm just asking for high school. Like if you, or like here in
university
okay. when you are
okay, then I
like comparing what you were using now, Instagram, to a class here.
Just
at university.
Okay.
Where you didn't use anything.
It didn't change.
You don't
in
think
other
it changed,
in other class we also use Kahoot.
Okay.
So different media styles.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
So you didn't step out your role as a student at all?
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher also didn't know.
Instagram isn't used that intensively.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
There's no big change between
okay.
the courses. Compared to other courses. Yeah.
Okay, so what would be a thing you would suggest to change or to improve?
This course or get general in general?
In general when using the tool. We're always referring to Instagram.
Referring to media use?
Referring to Instagram use.
Only Instagram.
This time it's only Instagram.
Okay.
When we're moving to the next topic, we're gonna have something different.
Maybe we should use it more seriously.
Okay.
This is more like a side thing we can use. We can upload a few pictures and maybe a slide. I don't know. But
okay.
if it's a main topic, it would be more useful. If we use it just as a main project. To build an Instagram account with a lot of information and a good style and something.
All right. Do you have any improvements you think you could do?
No.
Absolutely no?
No,
okay.
I think it's...
Would you agree?
I do agree. It's not that the tool for theoretical parts. It's...
Okay.
For me, it's just storytelling.
Okay. All right, so this was our first part where we tried or we were asking questions about Instagram. The second topic we have today is going to be Kahoot, which you already mentioned you did use. So repeating the question, but nonetheless, I still have to ask it. How did you work with Kahoot?
To do surveys around the class, it's... basically to do a survey and build a platform for a good discussion in the class. So, but also for the fact that we use another media style and the teacher sees that we informed about our topic and figure out in which way we can use this tool. Yeah, that's basically the main ideas.
Okay, how did you create a quiz? And how did the other answer the question, like in specific?
I didn't create a survey. I just took part of some surveys.
Okay.
So
you took some surveys.
It's easy to use, so you didn't even have to have an account. So you just go on the website. oh wait, you have to use the account. You have to log in.
Of course you have, yeah.
Yeah, you have to use your email, and then you get like a password or something, and you, but it's very easy to use. Okay. You just fill in the question and the answers, and like this simple symbols, it's very easy to use. Okay. Also the game pin, it's just...
But you did create some... Okay, so when you created the quiz, how did others answer your quiz, like the questions, or how did it go? Just describe, like, what were the outcomes to it?
Okay, they...
did you have a result in the end?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You put on your answer in your mobile phone,
mm-hmm.
while using the code, and I use it for statistics, so when you have four different options to answer, you can see how many people voted for answer A, B, or C, or D. I don't know, so you have a platform for discussion, as I mentioned before. But I didn't use it for, I didn't use it yet for any questions where the right answer and the wrong answer. So just for discussion building, I think.
Okay. Second question, how did you, would you evaluate this method retrospectively? How did you like the integration of Kahoot in a seminar?
I think every teacher will like it very much if we use it. I don't see anything wrong about
okay.
this tool.
Would you repeat it? Like, would you like to use it again in a seminar?
Of course. If it fits to the course and to your topic, I think it's a good tool.
Okay. Okay, so it's a pretty good method.
Yeah.
You'd say.
Also, that's kept really simple.
Did you learn anything new using the tool?
Not really. It's a tool for a greater discussion between the participants and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, okay.
You see a chart and
okay.
chart how the other vote or not.
Okay. Do you have any problems using it, or you already said it's pretty self-explaining?
Simple. It's hard to misunderstand the tool.
Okay.
So just fill in the question and put in the answer and you can go.
Okay, were there any changes in the way you cooperated within your group when you were using Kahoot?
Like in the group?
Yeah, in the group.
Like we, how did we communicate? Who's
yeah,
it, or
for example, like in comparison to when you're not using it. Just the way you were working together, was there a change to it?
No, I think there was no change. Everybody was informed that we're using Kahoot for a survey or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the communication within the group didn't change at all. We'd use it as a tool at the end of our presentation.
Okay. Okay. So you integrated it into your PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So was there any prior knowledge required for using it?
No, not
any
at all.
Skills, any new skills you needed?
I think you go on this website and there is a plan and a few steps how you should use it, and really hard to misunderstand these steps.
Okay. How did you perceive your role as a student? Did it change, or is it the same thing as with Instagram? Was it the same thing as before? Like student role and teacher role, did they change?
While using Kahoot?
Yeah.
Maybe other teachers use this method to, don't use the method, but they are building the platform for the discussion, and now you are the student who built the platform while using Kahoot. Maybe this has changed, but basically it's still everybody in the same role.
Okay.
I think it's the change is you can vote anonymous, so the teacher doesn't have to ask who is for that that thing.
Maybe
or that.
Some more honest
yeah.
opinion from everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything you would improve, or any suggestions you have afterwards when using it during class?
Maybe more possibilities. So, for example, not only four possibilities to votes, so
okay.
Six or, for example, eight.
Okay.
More choices.
Okay, like within the app, there are
yeah.
only four
yeah.
possible. Okay.
Another option would it could be I'm not quite sure if Kahoot offered this. When you get a box where you can put on your own text, if there is asked for an opinion for any subject, you can fill in your own opinion.
Okay.
Maybe this would be a good opportunity to improve Kahoot.
Okay. Anything else? Like within class?
If we should use it more or less?
Yeah, like is it something that's suitable for using like every time?
I think if you use it any time, it's like it's too much. It costs a bit of time to create these surveys, but I think it's perfect for presentations of any group. So I think it's easy to create this, and you should keep to use it in a presentation, but not on a daily basis.
Okay. All right, so thank you for your answers. Thank you for taking part in this interview, and goodbye.
Thanks.
Okay, so these were the answers that you heard. I hope you enjoyed listening, and we will hear you in the next one. Goodbye.